Hundreds of people lined the fence at CFB Trenton, waiting for the plane with a fallen soldier to land. They say the same thing. It doesn't get any easier, no matter how many repatriations they've been to. A man in a black leather vest and a long white ponytail stands next to a throng of motorcycles. Bill Truman, known as Drifter, is the president of One Camp Formation, a group of bikers that attends every repatriation ceremony.
Repatriations are our way of just being here to support the families. Let the families know that the horrendous loss they've just gone through is being appreciated.
Drifter has been to almost all of the 157 repatriations.
It can't help but bring a tear to your eye.
He watches as the funeral procession drives by.
A lot of us at our veterans, we train these young lads, or we train their leaders. And deep in the back of your mind, you say, gee, did I do something wrong?
Dan Irvin is another member of the One Cav Formation. The ceremonies are very personal for him.
Some of these guys I might have served with, because I've only been out since 98. And some of these, the older soldiers that are coming back, like Bobby Girard, like I said, we were corporals together.
Irvin is wearing a similar leather vest and holding a bagpipe. He served in the military for 20 years and has played at almost every repatriation.
I couldn't play at the last one because I was busted up. I had a motorcycle accident, so I'm just healing up right now, so hopefully everything will go good today.
His pinky finger still sticks out at an odd angle, but he came back to play for this one anyway.
It's giving back to the military. I learned how to play the bagpipes, and I play Going Home here for them.
Irvin says each repatriation he goes to has deeper meaning, but the most difficult one was his first one.
I close my eyes when I play so that I'm not looking at any of them. That makes a big difference for myself, because you've seen the mothers and the wives and that of the deceased going by in the cars. It's just heart-wrenching.
Not everyone at the ceremonies are bikers or veterans. Across the road, a young mother stands by the fence with a stroller. Tasia Foster brought her 18-month-old son to watch as the flag-draped casket is carried off the plane. It's tradition.
He's been here since he was in my belly.
Foster started coming to the repatriation ceremonies when her and her husband were stationed at CFB Trenton 2 years ago.
There's usually a lot of tears every time I come. Yeah, just knowing that it's not only him, it's everybody, and it's not just his family, it's every family, and the military is a family, and when one soldier dies, we all feel the pain.
As the procession leaves, sad reality keeps its grip on Irvin.
It's sad to say, but There probably will be more coming back, you know. I just hope not, you know. Nobody wants to see that. But it has to be done.
Jennifer Bowman, QNET News, Trenton.